Good afternoon, Rockport Granite. This is Alicia.
Hey, it's Chandra in.
Can I tell who's calling?
It's Ruben at Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, hang on just a second.
Thanks.
Hi, Ruben.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm dying every day. So I just try to call Josh. Welcome to my world. I just called Josh. And I tried to reach him, but I know you're kind of also, you always work with him on all these projects. So on the Swift equipment, I just called and left a message for the servicer of the loan.
Okay.
They're on the East Coast time. It doesn't matter. It's the same wire cutoff, but I'm not here to press anyone. I don't think we're going to be able to fund this guys today. Here's the problem. Something can always come up in funding, and I told this to Josh, like, you know that I have always your guys' interest at heart, but until that money clears, something can always come up. Approvals can get affected, something can always happen, and so I can't really put myself in the middle of your vendor because I don't work for them, but their whole thing was, hey, we've been waiting for a long time. If you guys want to wire them money with some kind of agreement and get the money back, that might hold the equipment. But I'm just telling you guys, it'd be very, very hard for me to get them paid today. I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
And I told him I'd reach out to him in an hour. I think his VM is full, his voicemail. That's why I'm calling you. On the agreement that I need re-signed because the signatures didn't match up, it was the one for the China reimbursement. I've already sent the Swift one in.
Okay, so what are they? So Josh is coming back through. So it's the China one.
Yeah, because my goal is not to be Mr. Investigator here. It's just to say, hold on, I've already sent documents in on that same letterhead. These look different. Let's get them re-signed so they completely match up. I don't want to cause any obstacle.
Okay.
Calling him to schedule the site inspection for that one. The site inspector will be calling him to settle it, and the equipment does not need to be operational because the power equipment's not there. So that one's good to go once we get those new signed docs. I don't think there'll be any issues. The Swift one, I don't think I can pay them today. I'm trying, but I want to reach out. I don't want to reach out to you guys at 5 o'clock and say sorry.
Yeah, okay. All right. So it's not looking hopeful for today and Monday at the earliest?
I think.
Okay, all right. Just so I can I've talked to her a few times.
Cool. Yeah, you can always give her money, but well, you can always. I can't tell you to give them money. I mean, in this situation, I'd tell a client, look, if you, who knows, if they really have interested parties, they could sell this equipment over the weekend. But the whole issue is that if you give them money and for some reason something goes haywire in funding, I don't want people to come yelling at me. I want to give them all the information.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. Okay. All right. That sounds just fine. Okay, so we will just wait to hear from you, Ruben. And
okay.
And make sure to print those China things out, and Josh is coming back through to pick something up, and I'll put
them and you can't wait. And you can't wait for the weekend.
Same with you, I'm sure.
I like what I do, so I don't hate it that much.
You do? Good.
Yeah.
Good. That makes a big difference. So definitely makes a big difference. So perfect. Okay, we'll be in touch then. Okay, thanks, Ruben.
You got it. Bye-bye.
All right, see ya. Bye.